Okay, we are starting this episode of Roscoe's House of Chips in laughter because Chody
kept
hitting himself in the face with his microphone.
Well, I was trying to adjust it, and it's kind of an odd setup, so I leaned down so I could reach over and grab it and pulled it closer
than I did. The mic stand or your schlong?
And it hits the arm, the boom arm hits me in the face, and then I turn my head, and then the mic hits me in the face.
We are some talented motherfuckers here.
Fuck yeah, we are.
And I don't mind. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to continue chewing on this delicious cookie.
Oh, that's fine, because I'm going to fully explain to our listeners. This is our second recording of tonight.
Yes.
Because
we made a few comments on YouTube fails, but you want to talk about epic fails.
Oh my God, yeah. See, this is one of the great learning curves for us, yes, because you actually have to have the right settings on your recording program, which we are currently using Audacity, and if you don't set it up just right, your recording comes out sounding like shit.
Very much so like shit, yes.
And we did not want to subject any of our Rosconians to that.
We had a good episode too, man. I was kind of bummed.
It was, you know...
But
I'm actually kind of, just because the whole Marine Corps thing that we talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't mind talking about it except for like what I mentioned in we'll call it the lost episode.
We don't have to share everything.
I would like to.
Sure.
But it's such a disgraceful notion for me and what I did in order to make sure I got out of the Marine Corps.
True.
I mean, it wasn't. I didn't kill nobody. You know. I didn't
maybe pride.
Kill Arlie Ermey in Marine Corps boot camp. No.
But
oh yeah.
But we do like to share things on
definitely
here.
Definitely killed my pride.
And especially inflatable dolls.
Hey, as long as we clean it up afterwards.
Yeah, if you just leave it in there and you get back to it soon enough, it's lube in a way.
That reminds me of a story of there was
of a lovely
I believe it was a Russian sub. Had all contracted, everybody on the sub had contracted gonorrhea. It may not have been Russia. It may have been U.S.
Yeah, but...
No, I'm pretty... It was a foreign country.
If you've ever watched Russian porn, then I'm just saying, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, true. Well, what had happened was, is one of the sailors had an inflatable doll on there, and he had gonorrhea.
Oh, shit.
Well, they just fucking passed it around. And everybody on the fucking sub or boat or whatever
Holy
it was, I can't
shit.
Quite remember, got fucking gonorrhea.
That's fucking hilarious. Oh, damn.
Hey, man, when you're horny, you'll fuck anything.
No shit. Especially well, I won't fuck a pencil sharpener. Oh, wait. I mean, I'm too big. Yeah, that's what
yeah.
it was.
Yeah. Way
but,
too big.
But, you know, second
you'll
time
you'll fuck
around,
the shavings, though.
Fuck the shavings. Well, obviously, yeah.
You just mix a little glue in there.
Yeah.
You know? Get it all... Moistened up.
I'm sorry, you said glue?
Glue, yeah.
Oh, ow.
And then you use that to... I didn't say super glue.
It doesn't
just,
matter.
Just Elmer. Give me some Elmer's white glue.
So
with
you're
some
not
pencil
looking for
shavings.
Calc?
Huh?
You're not looking for calc?
No, not the calc.
I hate that fucking word.
Or the calkin.
What a douche knuckle. But, you know, maybe it's better where we got our first one... Our first fuck up out of the way, because now we're sipping on some delicious Alaskan ambers.
Yes. Delicious, delicious. Alta style ale.
I just can't believe we went a fucking hour.
Oh, I know.
Why? We
what
always do a test.
What? Yeah,
and the
I don't
one
know why
time we don't.
Well, here's to that.
Yeah. For those listening, what we did is we left. Okay, we have our mics, obviously. Which are decent since our upgrade. We have decent mics, but we also left the mic that the computer has on.
Yes.
Basically, it made it sound like we were in a constant flushing toilet. Yes, and every time I would tap my foot, it would pick it up. Every time I would lean over to give him a sweet nothing in his ear, it would pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, it was embarrassing. I didn't know what to do.
Lessons fucking learned.
So here we are
bunch
again.
Of douchebags.
It's
all right,
awesome.
So round two. So let's pick up where we left off. And the reason why this is a special episode is...
We're going to the Super Bowl. Going to the Super Bowl. 49-49. That was kind of gay, wasn't it?
Well, or was it pretty much just what we do.
Lambert or but, Adam Levine.
Well, here's what's even gayer is I almost corrected you.
Okay, what?
Because I'm like, we played the 49ers last year. Totally ignorant to the fact that this is Super Bowl 49. So, yes, let me try and remove head from ass.
No, it's like we discussed on the last one. You're a football fan, but you're not that big of a football fan.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm definitely
you know what's
a
going
fan.
On.
Right. I'm Supercross is my game, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
But,
I mean.
But what a fucking game.
Oh, dude. Okay. Let's start this out right.
Yes, let's start this
Give
out.
Give me your phone. We're
my
playing
cellular
it.
Telephone.
We are playing it.
We're going to play something that is not written by us.
No, it is not. No. This was on YouTube. I really don't think they'll mind us using it.
No, and this is also from last year, but greatly applies to this year.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, totitsly.
Totitsly.
It's going down, 'cause we're the winners. It's time to move, it's time to dance, because the Hawks are so much better. We are the ones you won't forget.
Forget what?
These Seattle Hawks are at it again. It's a chance for coming to win. We got the whole city about to pop off, 'cause we're going to the Super Bowl.
Winner.
Legion of Boom coming for you.
Winner.
Golden and Doug, Rick Hunter too.
Winner.
Walmart khakis looking tacky. Our coach looks better than you.
Winner.
Everybody lose control. We're going to the Super Bowl. Cameron Chancellor always feared. Michael Bennett, Dirty D. Your season's over, 40 whiners. Watch our game in your recliners. Colin K, please go away. Don't forget you beat
You're
my
going
Dre.
Home, 'cause we're the winners. I'm sure you'll cry.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll win. We're talking tons of trash on Twitter. Hashtag you lost. Hashtag it's mine.
In Brussels on a date with
Bob Ross,
best cornerback in town.
Sure.
Oh no, you hit the ground.
Burn it.
The 12 fans getting loud, 'cause it's about to go down. Going to the Super Bowl, Brandon Meebay belly roll. Gather children, this is Earl, greatest safety in the world. Can't be stopped, Seattle's freaking. Someone call Marshawn and Beacon. Some might say it's quite ironic. Only states with legal
it's
chronic.
Going
it's going down.
It's going down.
That was East Lake CC on YouTube. Fucking great. After yesterday's game.
But I should mention, too, this is why this one is already working, because that had a YouTube fail, like, what, three times previous?
Yes.
And for those of you curious, yes, we were dancing like idiots in our chairs.
Of course.
Who gives a shit?
it's
no one's watching
that
us.
Song. I was thinking about pulling my phone out and doing a little record.
I thought
about
that
up on YouTube.
But since it was being played from my cellular telephone, then, you know.
Yeah, that would have been difficult. But Oh my god, that fucking game yesterday. Like, I know we talked about it once, but I could fucking talk about it again. I have no problem talking about that game until fucking 2 weeks from now.
Oh, no.
When we play the fucking Patriots in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I don't
the
care what they did to the Colts.
Possible cheating Patriots.
Yeah, fuck yeah they are. This is twice now under Belichick.
Motherfucker.
Bitch, man.
Oh shit. And on a side note.
What is it? Why can't they play a fair game?
Who knows?
Defiliate their balls. They fucking secretly videotape hand signals of the opposing team so they can win. I mean, Seattle last year, to their defense, learned Peyton's hand signals. Learned his hand signals. They didn't secretly videotape him. Okay. They're just smart and watch film. They do the research. And they fucking squash him 43-8. And then you have the quarterback we just played, Aaron fucking Rodgers. That slimy scumbag of a fucking quarterback.
I love free speech.
I do too. Go ahead and sue me, Packers. Fuck you.
I don't think we make enough money for that yet.
I just got the eyebrow. No, him and his smug fucking bearded face. Calling Hike when he knew there was a substitution on the Seahawks' side. 2 seconds. He had to wait 2 seconds. It's not that the fucking clock was running down. The game clock was not at 5-4. It wasn't fucking even close. And he has to call Hike because he wants that free five yards. What a dickbag.
Did he get a first out of it?
No.
Oh, well, that would have pissed me off even
still,
more if it was a first.
5 yards, that's half the distance you got to go to get the next first.
Exactly. Kind of like in the bedroom sometimes. Yeah, no. No, 5-yard penalty.
More like 15-yard penalty.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine getting drilled
that's,
15
That's how
yards.
Far you got to stay away when you accidentally put it in her butt.
Right.
15-yard minimum.
15-yard penalty.
Stay
repeat
away
first
from
down.
Me.
Terrible.
Why'd you donkey punch me?
Donkey punch. Ooh. Yeah. You ever thought about donkey punching?
No.
In your career as a guy?
No. Most all do is come up and play. But, you know.
Come up and play.
He'll come out for a little air. Do a little massaging, if you know what I mean.
That's awesome. So, getting back to the Seahawks game, I was bummed out because I wasn't able to watch it. I was working at one of my two
some slacker had to be at
places.
Work.
Oh, I know. But, you know, it was still 16-0 just after halftime when I was in my vehicular driving around listening to the radio. And then they did that fake. Got the
fucking
first touchdown.
Fake.
That was just fucking badass.
Oh.
It was
it
awesome.
It faked me out. I was literally like, okay, we're getting points on the board. We're getting 3. And the next thing I know, people are running in ways that they shouldn't be running. I'm like, what's going on? You know, it all happened so fast.
Oh, yeah.
I see Ryan with the ball. I'm like, oh, shit. He's going to run it in. And then I saw 3 defenders right in front of him. I'm like, oh, shit, he's not going to get it in. And then I saw Gillum in the end zone. I was like, saw Ryan's arm come back. It's like, oh, we fucking got a touchdown. Fucking 7 points. Bam.
Was it Ryan that threw it?
Yeah.
I had a feeling before the game he had no idea he was going to throw his first touchdown pass.
They had practiced it.
Oh, did they?
They practiced it during the
week. Well, I would think
not
so,
not anticipating that they were going to use it, but just to have it in the back pocket if they needed
it. Well, it turns out it was a pretty damn good reason to practice.
Yes.
But it reminds me, have you seen the YouTube video? I think it was a high school football game where they did the same thing. And the team basically, they were like, Hike, but then everyone just kind of stood up lazily as if there was a flag on the play or something. So they just kind of stopped, which faked the other team. And so the other team was just like, oh, okay, whatever. So they just kind of stood up while the quarterback just had the ball in his arm and just lazily walked right through
and
everybody.
And as soon as he crossed the line.
He just bolted.
Yes.
That was funny as shit.
He learned that from a video game. It was a glitch in one of the Madden video games. For whatever reason, you're playing as a quarterback, you could do that. It would glitch, and you would just walk right past the D.
Wow.
and just run in.
But do you think
and
that
it worked? But it only worked once.
Oh yeah, no.
You
shit.
Will never be able to do that again in that game, anyways.
Can you? How do you think the reaction would be if that was done in an NFL game?
Oh, I'm sure. There's
I mean, I'm
more,
sure the home team. Would
I mean,
be,
that was Pop Warner, middle school age football game. So I mean, I don't think there's much more officiating going on within the NFL that they would find some way to not allow it, even though that video in particular was true. He was hiked the ball. He said hike. He was under center, got the ball, but they all, yeah, it was beautiful trick play. Beautiful.
I was just thinking, I wonder what the refs thought of it, because they see everyone just stopping, and I bet they're looking at each other going, who
Dude,
called
the game's
the play?
On. Game's on, guys.
Yeah,
whistle wasn't blown.
Probably looking at each other like, who the fuck called? Who threw the flag? Who, you know?
Yeah.
And then just see him walking through, and then start running, going, "What? Okay." I know. I just think that would be awesome.
All right, and he got a touchdown. So yeah, that was the only score we got in the third quarter.
Right,
that touchdown, that fake, and then we get into the fourth quarter. It's 16-7. Packers get a field goal. We stop them at a field goal. We're now at 19-7. We get to less than 5 minutes in the game. Russell Wilson gets the ball, runs it in for a 1 yard touchdown. Beautiful. Okay. So now we're up to 19-14. No, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, we're up 19-14.
Is that when the two-point conversion
no.
was done?
Okay,
no. So it would be 19-14.
It was 19-14.
Okay.
We're down by five. Because then the onside kick came.
Yes.
And this is what clinched it for the Seahawks. If they did not recover this ball, the chances of us winning would have gone down drastically.
Right. Well,
but
that's what they were saying about Sherman last year, though, right? If he hadn't have made that interception? Or am I off base?
No. If he hadn't made the tip. Because it was actually Malcolm Smith that made the interception.
Oh,
that
you're right.
That was the last
right.
throw of the game. I mean, within the last 30 to 45 seconds. And if he had not got his hand on that ball coming up, and if Malcolm hadn't caught it, then yes, we would have not gone to the Super Bowl last year. Because then once he caught it, our ball, we started on the 20-yard line, take a knee, game's over. NFC champs.
I think the Seahawks just like to fuck with the 12th man. they like to give him heart attacks.
Yes, they do. So, that onside kick, which, if you watch the highlights, which you were telling me earlier you have, after that you see... One, I don't know who it is because I don't know the Packers very well. I don't know if it was the head coach or the special teams coach. The guy who botched on the Packers team, botched the catch. Something like that.
Botched, you were right.
It bounced off his helmet and Matthews just comes up. Oh, thank you. It's mine now. And... As soon as we got that back, I knew it. I just fucking knew it. That's the game winner right there. Because that was right at the 50-yard line. We walk it back down. Marshawn Lynch takes a 24-yard run into the end zone. And, of course, Marshawn Lynch, once he gets into the end zone, he does his signature thing. He grabs his crotch. Hey,
that's what I would do.
I would pull my cock out. To be honest with you.
Do a windmill with it.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have to use my hand, but just...
As we discovered earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's right. To impress a chick.
That's pretty much what it's there for, yeah.
Yeah. Do a windmill.
But think about, though. You're doing the windmill, but you had to piss. That would add a spiral. An aerial spiral. That'd be kind of...
That'd be interesting.
I mean, in a way, you're pissing on the field, so it's kind of a thing. But just imagine your smackle.
Yeah, but you know how much... spit and other bodily fluids
That's
and
a good
sweat
point.
And blood
That's
is already
point.
On the field.
And you know some people piss. Shit themselves and it dribbles out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody's talking about, oh, he grabbed his crotch. He grabbed his crotch. But what nobody has talked about is the fact that people started coming up to him, congratulating him. It's what you do. You make a touchdown. He starts waving them off like, no, 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 no. And they still come up. He still shakes their hands. And as they kind of start going back to the sideline, I mean, just the way that they show it, but you see Marshawn pointing to Russell. And you can't hear what they're saying, obviously, but he's just pointing to Russell like, no, this is the guy that did it. You know, for everybody to just look at, oh, he's just grabbing his crotch and not see the positive that he was actually doing. That's his thing. He grabs his crotch. Okay, so what? Well, yeah. Now I can't let my kid watch the football game because Marshawn Lynch might grab his crotch.
Yeah. But no, it just proves, you know, how good of a guy he is. And again, why it still pisses me off about how the media hounds him. But, you know, he is a badass player.
Yes.
But he gives so much credit to those who deserve it. Well, I mean, realistically, they both deserve credit.
Yeah, if...
But it's just he's so unselfish. Effort. And that is so admirable and respectable.
Very.
Or, I mean, I respect it. That's what I meant.
I do as well, and I think a lot of people do. It's just mainstream media only focuses on the negative with him.
And
you wonder why he doesn't want to talk to the media.
Right. Yeah, negativity brings
that's
more
all
viewers.
They grab and they focus on. Mm-hmm. They don't see him waving everybody off. No, no, you got to look at Wilson. He's the one who called it. He's the one who said to do it. And we did.
Oh, yeah. And just going back to seeing Russell just in tears after the game.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, it's like we said, he's there for the game. He's not there for the paycheck.
No.
And that is very admirable.
Very. And they're talking that he's going to be the highest paid quarterback next year because his rookie contract ends at the end of this year. But there's also talk that he may not take as much money as they're probably going to offer him, mm-hmm. because he wants Seattle to continue to be the great team that they do, and he knows that if he takes that much of their salary mm-hmm. cap away,
yeah.
just for him, they're not going to be able to afford all the other good players that do deserve the money,
right?
At the level that they're at now.
I mean, even making, you know, $500,000 a year, $500,000. During the season, you're not paying for a damn thing. No. Or your travel, your hotel, you're not paying for a damn thing. That's all in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. But, so that kind of begs the question, do we really need to pay these guys absurd amount of money in order to play a football game?
No, because, and this goes for every sport where people are just paid ridiculous numbers. One of the things that I admire about worldwide football, I mean, they get paid handsomely, but they don't make the millions and millions that everyone else does. Their tickets aren't outrageous prices. Parking for these events are not out. Well, okay, parking anywhere is outrageous, but it's not, you know, like the Supercross last year, $50 just to park your fucking car.
Jesus.
That's ridiculous. And I hear football games are even worse.
Oh, yeah. But what it is us as a society has deemed it's entertainment, basically, right?
Right.
And what do we pay actors?
Oh, exactly. Just to stand there and,
and act. I mean, it's hard work. They put in a lot of long hours. They got to do a lot of research. Same thing with football players. It's entertainment, though.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided as a society that these people are going to get paid an exuberant amount of money in order to entertain us.
But see, okay, so now I'm pissed off because I entertain people by acting like a fucking asshole. Where's my goddamn paycheck?
It's coming. It's on its way.
Okay, our killer pussy's not here. Now we have the mellow, mild-mannered pussy.
It's orange. You have a ginger pussy.
She is, yes.
Are you sure mild manner? Because I feel like this pussy might attack me too.
This pussy's great. You know what she does every morning when my alarm goes off? She's there to nudge me.
Oh yeah.
But when it's jumps she gets wet balls? Food at night, and she knows. That's what I love about animals. They know what time it is, without having a clock. It's always 7 o'clock. She lets me know that it's past due for Her wet food.
Yeah. It's time to eat.
Meow. Yep. But she's an old one. Well, she's like 9, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's got a few more years in her.
Definitely. Look at her. Mm-hmm. So, back to football.
Football.
And just really, you know, I don't necessarily agree with it, but at the same time, it doesn't bother me because, you know, I'm not going to take a stand. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, so I'm going to use him as an example. I'm not going to be, as one man, stand up and say, well, this is bullshit. These players get paid too much money. You know, I can't pull a Martin Luther King Jr. on how much players get paid because society deems it necessary.
Yeah.
And how do they deem it necessary? Because they pay for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I have a Russell Wilson jersey that I paid over $100 for. You're damn right I did.
Wow.
I also have a world champion hat that I paid $30 for. That's right, I did.
And yet, sex with me, you just expect it for free.
Yes.
Okay. I need to get a jersey, though, because I'm plus size, but I make jerseys look good. Oh, it makes me look like a linebacker. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Honestly, it was worth the $125 or whatever I paid for it, because the first time I put it on, I loved the cut. Like, it just drapes onto me.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And it's such a well-fitting shirt. I love it. What are you laughing at?
That's more of an off-air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah? Draping on me?
No. Just me being stupid me and not getting paid for it. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm so damn pissed. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, our...
But it's really whatever sport.
Right.
I mean, hockey, basketball players, fuck, look at what kind of money they're making.
Oh, no shit. But I am going to deviate slightly. We're talking about how such a cool guy Russell Wilson is and how I can really see him taking a lower paycheck to keep the team intact.
Yes.
Wayne Gretzky, probably the biggest name
in hockey.
Synonymous with hockey.
I mean, if D-Man here just said Wayne Gretzky and you said, who's that? Slap yourself.
Yeah, slap yourself.
I don't even like hockey, and I know who that is.
See, I don't dislike hockey. I just, I don't know. It's not my thing.
It's not football.
There is that, true. But one of the things that made him so great that he didn't get a lot of credit, I mean, people who really know the game know it, but people hear the name, you know, he was this high-scoring badass, but you actually know he had more assists
than
goals.
Scores, yeah.
Because that's what made him great, is he knew how to get it to the right person
at the
to
right
get
time.
It in there. I mean, he made a shit ton of goals through his career.
Well,
but a lot of it was assists.
See, I don't know enough about Wayne Gretzky. I don't know how long he played.
I don't either. I mean, it was many years.
Because that's the other thing. Like, right now, they're comparing Tom Brady and all of his stats to Russell Wilson and all of his stats, and it's like, of course the guy that's been in the league for 12, 15 years is going to have more and better stats than the guy who's been in it for 3.
I hate that shit when they compare stuff. Like, baseball numbers. People get compared to Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle. They played so few games back then.
Yeah.
And so if your stats are similar to theirs, then you're not that good because they made those numbers in far less games.
Yes.
That's...
Baseball... This is what bugs me about baseball. They play like 165 fucking games a year.
It's ridiculous.
A year. No wonder the tickets are so cheap.
Baseball has been my sport from the beginning. Okay, I played Little League several years. Kicked ass. I'm not going to deny it. On my birthday 1 year. No bullshit.
Grand slam.
Yes, actually. I hit the cycle. It was nice. No bullshit. It was against my former team. I was on the Pirates. It was the Reds. That's who I first played with. And the Reds was my first year. I was still shy. I was the guy they put out in left field, you know, kind of.
Yeah, this guy, yeah.
So I gained a lot of confidence in the off season, if you will, whatever you call it for Little League.
The 2 weeks between your end game and
your
beginning?
Well, it was like a year because you only play like 10 games. But no, so I gained a shit ton of confidence. I got picked up by another team, and I was the starting first baseman.
So you went from half an inch to a full inch.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah. I picked it up.
Yes.
And I did really well. I got a hit every single game. I was the team's top hitter, if whatever that is. But no, on my birthday, I want to say either 92 or 94. So I'd have been 12 or 14. But it was on my birthday, no bullshit. Started out with a triple. My next one was a single.
Nice, nice.
My next one was a double.
Okay.
Last one, bases loaded.
Grand
gone.
Slam.
And I had the ball up until my divorce.
Oh.
It was in the box of personal stuff that is no longer here. But
no.
I don't bash or badmouth on air, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, it had my name, it had all that written on it. Because, oh, here's a funny thing. It was down City Beach, you know where those parks are.
Yes.
I hit it, it bounced off that little concession stand in the middle, right into the garbage can. And somebody went and pulled it out for me.
You know, I got to say, I'm so glad you called it City Beach and not Windjammer.
Oh, I know. That's a bunch of bullshit.
What kind of fucking... Okay, I know this is local hoo-ha.
Right.
But it's fucking City Beach, people.
Exactly. Don't pull that shit.
Maybe this is the beer talking now, but...
Yeah.
Fucking assholes.
No, I will always... That'll be... See, I'm kind of... I don't want to be that guy who reflects on back in the day. I mean, I was just a kid for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of it. I mean, shit. You know, in that in Little League, you never saw anyone hit it out of the park. I was proud of that. And
oh,
on my birthday,
dude.
No less.
Yeah. It's all about you.
Hells yeah.
Fuck right.
Okay, so I deviated. So here's my thing. Baseball has always been my sport. And this pisses me off. I've been to over 22 Seattle Mariner games. Ken Griffey Jr. played in every single game. Not one home run.
Really?
Not one.
Now, you're his bad luck charm.
Here's what pissed me off. Well, okay, I guess everything pisses me off nowadays. In high school.
You're old man D-man.
In high school, I was in they called it a leadership class. It was like my junior or senior year.
I remember, yeah.
And it was just basically just us hanging around and talking about how do we decorate for an assembly. It was just kind of pointless.
Dumb.
But this guy had some Mariner tickets and they want to go down to Seattle one night. And I talked my old man into it. So, hey, let's go. It was cool. So I'm going with these guys. We're at the game for maybe four innings.
Yeah.
And then they're like, they kept running back. Remember payphones?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were going back. No, one of them might have had a pager, a beeper.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
He was fucking balling.
So then they're all like, okay, hey, we're going to go see our friend over in a different part of Seattle. And I'm like, what? You know, I'm the only one there for the game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, son of a bitch. Well, I have no choice. They drove.
You got to go with them.
After I left, Griffey hit two home runs that game.
You are his bad
no
luck charm.
Fucking bullshit.
He was like, that fucking Dave guy's, he's here.
I was so damn pissed. But you know what is interesting? Some of their guys on the team that only hit one or two home runs a year, those are the guys I saw hit them out. So, but yeah, I was nice. Quite pissed off on that one, but eh. Okay, so...
I've only been to two Mariners games.
I've only been to one at Safeco. All the rest were in the Kingdom.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's
like a long time ago.
Old school.
But here's my thing on baseball. It seems like every year they're trying to figure out how to get more attendance.
Yes.
But the fact that you brought up, the 165 games,
yeah,
they're just not special.
No.
If you did one game a week... Or maybe even two. I mean,
like football.
People are going to, you know, hear this and tell me I'm a fucking idiot. But if you had one game a week, that game would be so much more, what's the word I'm looking for?
It'd be in demand.
So much more.
Yes.
You could have your starting pitcher every game just like your starting quarterback.
Yep.
So you'd have the one main guy kicking
ass. Your starting hitters.
You know, every game would be so much more important to win. It would be
a lot bigger deal. Pressure.
A lot more pressure. It would be televised more. It would just be such a bigger deal if they did that.
But do you think it's because it's America's game that we have to be kind of inundated with it?
Yeah, I just... And the
I mean,
problem
that's what it kind of feels like. It's like baseball season, I turn on the TV, Mariners playing.
Yeah, right. Just yet another game.
And don't get me
special.
Wrong, the first time I went to a Mariners game, I was like, all right, you know, can't be that fun. No, it was fucking blast. I love going to a Mariners
And there's something
game.
About being there live. It's just when you see him hit the ball and you just see the ball floating and through the air, it's so different than on TV. Well, it's just so cool.
And also, when you're watching it on TV, it's so slow-paced. And they intentionally do that, which is not going to pull in the numbers anyways unless you're a huge baseball fan.
Exactly.
But you're not going to get any new fans, at least not in this generation, of being so slow-paced. But when you actually go to the game, it might have helped that I was a little drunk. But it just was boom,
you
boom,
drunk
boom,
bastard.
Boom. Oh, that was the fucking beer. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah, your $10 beer.
And I had four of them. Fuck yeah.
And you didn't throw up.
I did not.
Nice, nice.
I had this lesbian couple sitting next to me, and we're just fucking hooting and hollering the entire time.
Oh, well, yeah. Speaking of this, okay, and we've already said this 100 times. I'm going to say it again. We are not anti-gay, not at all. Those people that I went to that game with that left early.
Yeah. Oh, they went to a gay bar.
The one guy was, and he went to go see his eventually future boyfriend. So
they were just fuck buddies?
I don't know, but like one of them worked at a coffee shop, and so
would
that's kind of where we went.
Would they be fuck buddies or blowjob buddies?
Well, insertion, I would say fuck.
True.
But it oral was just, sex. It was uncomfortable for me in that, again, I don't have anything wrong with gay.
Wait,
there's
I thought
just
you
normal
said
people.
Your old man drove.
Huh?
Didn't you say your old
man
drove?
No, my old man let me go.
Oh, okay.
So we're over there, and it's just weird because I could tell right away that, you know, once we got there, I'm like, okay. But I had just never been around someone who was open about it.
Yeah.
And plus, we're in parts of Seattle. People just are different.
Yes.
And I wasn't a country boy, but I was I wore flannel shirts. I always had my ball cap, and I just was so out of place.
Where we
they
come
were nice,
from,
but
compared to Seattle, we're country.
You're right, yeah.
Because I've
Islanders
lived down there.
Oh, that's right. You
have had to work a job, First Street in Seattle, right next to Pike's Place.
Oh, wow. What were you doing?
I was working security. There was a construction site going on that the company I was working for got the contract for. And so I sat there for 12 hours a night.
Oh, shitty.
Staring at the streets of Seattle, watching numerous drug deals go down. Hobos walking by. And even, actually, it was the 05 season when Seahawks went to the Super Bowl for the first time.
I thought that was 06. No, the Super Bowl would have been in 06.
The Super Bowl was in 06. Okay. And I guess, that NFC game was in 06 as well. But it was the 05-06 season. So I was working that night that
working
the Seahawks
streets.
Won that game. And I knew about the game, but I didn't have a smartphone. I didn't have really any way of watching the game.
Just your hand and cock to entertain you.
Yeah, pretty much. And all I hear is people just fucking chanting, Seahawks, Seahawks, coming down first, just a fucking parade of people. It was not actually having ever been to a game or, you know, being part of the parade that was last year. It was just even seeing that little bit. I think what helped me become a better Seahawks fan to see how other people were so devoted.
Yeah.
And just watching them fucking go through the streets of Seattle, just fucking, whim, you know, Seahawks, Seahawks. I mean,
oh, that would have been so cool.
It was cool to see. I wish I was at the game.
Yeah.
I wish I was at yesterday's game.
Oh, no shit.
I would have not been like the other fucking bandwagoners that decided 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. No, we're not going.
The one picture I saw that was just great was outside of CenturyLink, and you had all these people walking around, but the picture was all of them their heads turned around, looking up at the stadium with their jaws dropped because it just, they could hear the explosion.
And then the fireworks going off and the people yelling and the screaming and the more earthquakes that the 12th man caused at the clink.
That would have been so cool. See, the only big thing that I kind of witnessed was many, many years ago, back when, again, many moons ago, Randy Johnson was still pitching for us. And I was at the game where he got his 300th strikeout for the year. And everyone,
nice,
kind of went crazy. But yeah, so that was pretty cool to see.
Oh, he was fucking Randy Johnson was a badass.
Yeah, he's like 10'9" or something.
Yeah, he's fucking huge.
No,
and
I think
lanky.
He was like 7. I don't know. He was 6. He was like 6'10".
Yeah, just that, fucking that's not tall, a, oh, lanky. He could get some fucking leverage on that ball.
Well, by the time he let go of the ball, it was already halfway to home plate.
Yeah, I mean he's like a fucking human trebuchet.
So this is a little side story. My buddy and I are leaving the game again. It's a Kingdome. They had a little parking thing on the side. So we're just walking along after the game, and we're kind of stopped because we're near a traffic light, so everyone's just kind of stopped. And we were near the players' little parking area that they had, but, you know, I mean, the game just ended, right?
No one's going to be out there.
So we're just kind of standing around, and just from, like, a little bit away, I just hear this, "Hey, Biggie, move it." And, you know, whatever, I just figured someone.
Yeah.
And I hear this, "Hey. Hey, I'm just kidding, man, but I need you to move." And I'm like, is someone fucking talking to me? I turn around. No shit. There's Randy Johnson in a Porsche.
No shit.
He was asking me. I mean, he was just joking. He wasn't being a dickhead.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was just in there laughing. But here's the funny part. Randy Johnson, 6'10", in a Porsche.
Modified.
His knees were higher than his hands on the wheel. I'm not joking. And he drove past us just kind of like shoved in this little, you know.
Why would you drive? I mean, seriously. Why?
I don't know.
Why?
But it was so damn funny. And it was just so, I mean, so, you know, having Randy Johnson kind of joke with me, that was cool.
Yeah, that is pretty
But
badass.
Still, it's just like, really?
Yeah.
Him and that Porsche, man. I will never forget that.
That's pretty awesome. I would really like, we've kind of talked about on this podcast before how I like to go to Comic-Con and meet these actors and actresses.
And you have
and
no problem standing in line for 3 weeks. That's what it seems like.
You know, my knees aren't that strong, but, you know.
I'm bummed I didn't get to meet Elijah Dushku.
Oh.
I hate her fucking name, but gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. But you did meet Stephen Amell, at least.
You heard about that, though. My fail on that one.
Yes, you're big.
So, for the people, anyone seen Arrow, Steve Amell's the main guy. Cool dude. We met him at Comic-Con.
His name is Oliver Queen.
He tried to meet me at Comic-Con. Yeah.
He tried to meet D-Man here.
Yeah, because
And D-Man... Nah, fuck you, Stephen Amell.
My wife is a big fan of us. And so, you know, with you and your spouse, we waited and waited in line and finally got to meet him. So I was just kind of...
Your spouse and myself waited in line to get the ticket so that...
Right. And your wife and I about passed out and fell asleep just standing there for years.
Yeah. Could get in the line to then go meet him.
Oh, man. So... Anyway, we finally get up there, and I didn't want to interrupt because my wife is talking to him. She's the big fan. I mean, I liked him, but she was the big fan, so I didn't want to interrupt or get in the way. So he signs a picture, and we start to walk off. Well, I'm just following her. You know, I got to see him. I got to, you know, quick say hi before they started engaging conversation. And I walk away, and she kind of turns around, and she's looking at me like all surprised, like,
what the fuck?
What? Were you not going to say hi? And I'm like, well, I didn't want to interrupt you guys. She's like, no, he said hi. And I turn around and you guys were looking at me like,
yeah.
And he kind of looked over at me like, oh, okay.
All right.
Be nice. I had no clue he was trying to get my attention. I felt like such a dickhead. So, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Douche move number 300 and some thousand of my life, yeah.
And we're still counting.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of like not checking the
settings. My goal is
on
to
the...
get easily into the millions by the time I perish.
Okay. Yeah. I'll help you get there.
I'm sure you will.
That's what friends are for.
So, yeah, I meet someone famous and I epic fail.
So, I think my goal is now is to meet Russell Wilson.
That would be pretty cool.
And there was a rumor floating around here in the town that we live in.
Oh, that's right.
That he was going to be here on Halloween.
Was it related to the incident?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll get into that in just a second. Or no, whenever.
No, we could do it right now because... So, the Marysville Pilchuck shooting occurred.
Yes.
And...
Sadly.
Very sadly. I mean... without getting too much into it and asking what I always ask is why.
Right.
But to put it all into a nutshell, he shot this, what apparently was a well-mannered, easygoing kid, decided to come to school, get his five or six friends together, and shoot them in the face.
One was a relative, was it not?
I don't remember.
Actually, the relative was involved because I could be wrong, but I think the relative was involved in the girl that
he was pissed about.
Right.
Okay. See, I gotta do a little bit more research into it. All I can tell you is from the football side of it, which is sad. So that night, it happened on a Friday Night Lights, Oak Harbor, which is where we're from.
Where we're at.
With the town we live in, was supposed to go up against the Marysville Pilchuck football team for the divisional.
Oh, that's right. It was a big game.
It was a very big game. It was the divisional champion, I believe. It was going to decide first place, second place within the division. And so Oak Harbor immediately got together and said, we're going to forfeit. You know, they just are going through this tragedy. This is the last thing that they need to think about.
You can call it a forfeit, but it was just a classy move.
Very.
They were just going through all that shit, and
there was no reason to even.
For those on the team, if we had beaten them, would have just kind of been salt in the wound. I mean, it wouldn't have been an intentional salt in the wound moment, but
no,
you've got this school that just went through this horrific thing. Well, their team wouldn't have been in it, understandably so.
Yeah, exactly. So, because of this, obviously the Seahawks got attention to it and gave both the Marysville Pilchuck High School and Oak Harbor opportunity to go down and train with the Seahawks.
That is true. I remember that.
Yes, which is badass. So we get up to Marysville ended up actually Marysville got the title, but then Marysville ended up coming up to Oak Harbor and giving Oak Harbor the trophy. So it
Oh,
went,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It went both ways. Which, you know, when this should be made into a movie. I mean, that's just kind of the
Who knows,
the story.
Maybe it will be.
The kind of story that it is, and you very well could be. But so Oak Harbor then plays the next Friday, which is Halloween, and rumor just starts flying around Oak Harbor. Russell Wilson is going to be at the Oak Harbor game to meet with the Oak Harbor team. I don't know if he ever showed up.
I thought that was even in the paper. Or maybe the News Times Online.
What I'd heard was from
a friend.
Or
maybe they were just saying, this is the rumor we heard. Maybe that's what it is.
What I heard was from a friend where her husband had heard it from a coworker who had heard it from his son who's on the football team. So, I mean, you're going through four different lines of people to me to hear that Russell Wilson might be in Oak Harbor. You know, we show up, and we just kind of drove by the stadium, because if Russell Wilson's going to show up, I'm pretty sure it's not just going to be him walking into the stadium.
No, it would be packed like crazy.
Exactly. And there was a lot of people there, but not like if Russell Wilson had showed up. So, maybe it was a missed opportunity, maybe it wasn't, but I never heard if he actually did or not.
If he was here, I think we would have heard.
Yeah, definitely. It would have been in the newspaper. It would have been everywhere.
And knowing Russell the way we do just from what we see, I don't think he would have stiffed us. So I think it was just probably unplanned, and it was probably just a total thing that spread.
Yeah.
But either way, you never know. But I could see him doing it if he was...
Easily.
If he had the opportunity to come up.
He would have.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not like we're that far from Seattle.
No. Well, if you look on the map, no. But because we have to drive up and around and all through that shit, it takes longer than it should to get there.
Yeah. So,
kind of like first time I got laid. It took a lot longer than it should have for me to get there.
Very much so.
Yeah. You ever have those days, though, where you're just in the perfect opportunity to just let your mind wander and take care of business, and then you realize it's been like 15 minutes and you're still just not quite there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. It's like I had all this opportunity.
You just start getting raw, no matter how many times you spit on it.
Yep. Oh, that sucks.
But I want to meet Russell Wilson.
That'd be pretty cool. Just such a really cool down-to-earth dude.
I really think the only way I'm going to be able to do it, though, is if I get cancer. And then somehow get into the children's hospital.
Okay.
Or, ooh, even worse, one of my kids is going to have to get cancer.
No, here's what you do. This is how
I don't
we are
wish
in
that
country.
On them, but I think that's how it's going to have to
get
happen.
Get your child admitted with false documents from a doctor saying that they are ill to that point. Get in the hospital. And then
just hang out in my jersey.
Make sure Russell Wilson is waiting for you, though. Because obviously when the kid gets there, they're going to check the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll be like, oh, is this your daughter? I'm like, yeah, don't worry about that. I'd like to meet you, shake your hand, and time to go.
Yeah.
Or when
hey, by the way, sign this jersey.
When he's on the field, if you see an opportune moment to strip down and run naked run up naked. To him.
Oh, man. You know how awesome would we go to a game?
And meet him on the field or just go to a game?
Just go to a game. I'm just talking strictly going to a game.
Okay, you know what? Here's a bitch moment for me, meaning calling myself a bitch. The older I get, I actually prefer watching stuff from home.
I just want to do it once.
Well, yeah, it'd be cool. But here's the last few times I've gone out, I'm surrounded by fucking assholes that kind of ruin the experience. And
I think a Seahawks game would be different.
It depends on how well you interact with crowds. My wife is great with it. You know, she can be, especially like at concerts, she can be, you know, if it's one of her favorite bands, she can be up there in the pack. She loves it. Everyone's bouncing into each other.
Yeah.
She loves it. I can't stand it. Because I go there to enjoy the music. And so when I've got people bouncing around and just, that pisses me off. But
music gets into her, man.
Oh yeah,
makes her move.
But the same with the game. Like we went to the Supercross, and it was great once we got our seats. But there were dickheads in front of us that just wouldn't shut the fuck up, and they were clearly drunk.
Yeah.
And there was a mom with her kid in front of us, and she fucking chewed into them. And I think the only reason a fight didn't start is because it was a kid's mom.
Yeah.
But it's just like it fucking ruined it. And to find an affordable parking space, we had to park way away at a point where we were like, there's a bunch of other cars, but it was like, are we really going to have a car when we go back?
That's always the scary thing.
And it takes forever to get out of there, forever to get on the freeway. And it's like, you know, I could have watched this from the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
So I know that people are going to listen to me and go, oh, you're just a fuckhead, doesn't like fun. But I don't know. That's just kind of annoying. And with football at home, you can see the imaginary lines of scrimmage, and you can hear what's going on. I went to a pro game many moons ago. I have family in the Denver area, and it was a preseason game. It was the Broncos versus Cardinals.
Oh.
And I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on.
But that's why I think once. Noisy, 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 noisy.
Well, and part of it, too, I didn't know the game well enough. So when a play happened and people cheered, I'm kind of like, okay, I don't really understand what just happened.
Even if you do know what's going on, depending on your seats, where you're at, how well your vision is going to depend on what you're going to be able to see and what you're going to be able to understand. But that's why I think going to the Clink would be fun, just because it is the Seahawks. It is the 12th man.
Have you been to the Clink?
No.
At all? Oh, I've been there
several times.
I've been there several times, mainly for Supercross.
Yeah.
But, interesting. Yeah, you have to go once.
At least.
Yeah.
Because I think once is worth all that aggravation. Because I agree with you. I'm like, is it really worth all that aggravation just for an hour and a half? It's basically what a baseball game is.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the two baseball games I've gone to haven't been that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people walking around,
yeah.
But, you know,
Sorry, my ear itches. squish, squish, squish.
Here's another sidetrack. I was kind of bummed last year because we went to the Supercross. It wasn't that long after the Super Bowl that
every
we
time
won.
I hear you say Super, I think you're going to say Super Bowl. Super.
Oh,
talk about football some more.
No, well, we're in Washington State. I could be talking about a Super Bowl, but
yeah,
I think true. You get my context. But no, it was only it Super really was only like maybe two ball. Or 3 weeks since we won the Super Bowl, and we're in the clink. No mention, none.
Really?
Yeah. Although I did see though on YouTube the day after. One of the greatest riders who fucked himself over, and that's why he's not racing this year.
Yeah.
A guy named James Stewart.
Bubba
Stewart.
That's right.
They did show him, though, when he was here, he went and he met Marshawn Lynch and he met a couple of the Seahawks and was wearing Seahawks stuff and was just talking about how awesome they were and how he was just so thrilled to meet them. I mean, he's one of the best in Supercross, and he was just so humble and just a... you know, ordinary fan that was just beside themselves because they met this god on the football field. I thought that was kind of cool.
That is really cool. And, you know, you mentioned Marshawn Lynch, and I kind of want to go back to him. It's, you don't ever see the good because the media won't let you.
Fuck,
you have
media.
To dig for it, and it's sad.
How are we going to react when we're world famous and the media dogs us? Exactly.
I'm going to give him the big middle finger.
Up your ass.
And twist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to pull it out. Fuckers. A little piece of corn on it. Sharp corn. It'll probably give me a fucking cut on my finger.
Either way. Well, unless you're eating rocks, then you'll have a cut. We've discussed this.
I'm telling you, man. Sharp corn. It's never happened to you?
No, because it's always soft by the time it goes through your digestive system.
I must be eating wrong corn, then. Maybe I'm eating plastic corn. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Hmm.
You know what I do know, though?
You don't know shit.
I do know, I'm going to get on to a different subject here, that you are a fantastic singer and a fantastic guitar player and that you have a couple songs on YouTube.
About 6, 7, or 8, I'm not sure.
Yeah. So you got a good number of songs on YouTube. We need to hear one. We need to let our Rosconians listen to you be fantastic and do what you do. Which one are you going to share with us?
That's what I'm trying to think of the damn name of the song. It's, okay, I may actually have to pull it up on YouTube at least to,
Okay.
Wow.
How long have you been playing the guitar?
Playing it to a point where I felt comfortable playing it probably 12 years now? No, more.
Yeah.
To the point where I felt like I was actually doing something worth watching. So probably...
When did you start learning to play, though?
Well, I taught myself.
Okay.
But... No, I started playing,
When was that, though?
That's what I'm trying to think. Probably about a good 12 years ago. But I went through, I played for a while. I even managed a small music store here. And then about the time that the music store closed, I just kind of got out for a few years. I didn't play. I sold all my stuff. And I still don't even regret it. Yeah, I sold everything. And I just wasn't into it. You know, when you're involved in retail, which I hate to begin with.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. You know, and sometimes people ask me if I regret selling some of my stuff because I had some nice equipment. I really don't. Because
why?
I needed that break.
Yeah. You needed
and now
the,
I appreciate
the separation.
It such, I appreciate it so much more. But I feel that I actually started to make strides when I moved here because I wasn't in an apartment.
Yeah.
I was living by myself, and I could get as loud as I wanted. So it sounded bad for a while, but it didn't matter because
nobody
I could
was
work
hearing.
On it. Yeah.
But is it really... Don't you think you need somebody to hear it?
Well,
I mean, as long as they are a good enough person, a good enough friend to give you that constructive criticism and not just, oh, you fucking suck, but, oh, hey, I noticed you did this and this, you know. And you're like, yeah, I noticed that too. I'm still working on it, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was... Sorry, I'm still trying to find it. There we go. Bad. Indifference by Pearl Jam. It's my cover of Indifference.
Indifference.
Oh, and I just wiped it away. So let's try pulling that shit back up.
Ah. Fucking YouTube. It's
but
failing
it
us.
It was hard to sing in front of somebody. It really was. Because, again, as we've talked before, when you hear your own voice, it takes a while to get used to. But when you hear yourself singing, that's even harder. Because, again...
Yeah.
Being as involved in music as I have been since I started listening to it back in the day, you know, when it's recorded professionally, there's so much stuff added to it where the voice is perfect.
There's so much money thrown at it.
Well, that too. but when you just do it yourself, you hear every little flaw that other people don't hear, but I hear it. I hear every damn one. So that kind of sucks. But
that's only going to make you better because then you know what the flaws are. You're,
right,
you're
exactly.
Your own greatest critic.
That is very true.
And if you get to the point that you want to get to from listening to yourself,
yeah,
then more power to you, man.
Very much. So I don't know if this will be our inspirational song. I'll probably criticize myself.
Oh, we already
afterwards.
Played our inspirational song. That was Winter.
That was true. That was right in the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Well, here's my cover of Pearl Jam, which is on YouTube. It's Indifference.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one of my recordings I'm not too embarrassed of. But see, even listening to that, I still hear all my flaws.
I think it sounded great. What I'm embarrassed of is that the song, and then we had to rush back to the mic. Like, oh shit, the song's over.
We're sitting here bullshitting off to the side.
Talking shop.
Killer Pussy has returned.
Oh, God. Hey.
I swear.
Hey, I got it back.
Until she...
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
I'm Batman.
That's much better than what you tried the other day.
Do what?
Do what?
What'd you say?
Killer Pussy.
Oh, God, it's rubbing on me.
Is back.
Oh, no.
See, she gives you attention. She looks at me like she's pissed off that I even exist. Unless she wants food or my attention.
I'm in a chair.
No, that didn't sound like Batman at all. Well, anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Terribleness. Yeah.
You need to share that link to Facebook.
Okay.
I will share then. Winner to Facebook.
Okay.
The Rosconians, if you're not already on Facebook, can find us. Just search for Roscoe's House of Chips. You can also email us. RoscoesHOC@gmail.com. We're still looking for awkward stories. I want to still hear awkward
That's
stories.
That's a good point. We have missed that. We need to touch base back.
I also wouldn't mind some more suggestions for Are You Man Enough? Because
yes, we need to do some of those.
My
even if it's just a question.
My suggestion for D-Man here, he absolutely is not man enough. He's like, no, I won't fucking do it at all.
Only because I know I'm going to throw up. So
well, see, I was going to set it up. I was going to have a trash can. I was going to have the cups. I was even thinking about filming it so we could put it up and show the Rosconians.
I will comp to bitching out on this one just because I hate puking.
Do I have to do it just to prove how much more of a man
than
I am?
If you want to, you go right ahead, but make sure you got the puke bucket right there.
Oh, the puke bucket will be right there.
If you puke, that mic needs to be right there. We'll if it need be, we'll
make
throw
sure
away your mic sock.
We'll pull it off.
Hell yeah.
And I'll do one of these.
I won't be able to stand there because here's me bitching out part two. I see your puke.
Then you're going to puke?
Yep, exactly.
So find us on Twitter at RoscoesHOC. Also, find us on Instagram.
Instagrammy.
And what is the killer pussy doing now?
It's a scratching thing with a ball that goes around.
Also,
she's already lost interest.
No. Find us on iTunes. Hit subscribe. Give us a review.
Yes.
And Podomatic.
Preferably a positive review.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tell us what you think. That's what we want to hear.
Yes,
and then,
indeed.
Again, Podomatic. You can go in there. Download the app. Find us on the website. It's PODOMATIC.
And if Podomatic. You're already on Podomatic, join us as a friend.
Yeah.
We want friends.
We love friends.
Love them.
Okay, that's just creepy.
That was a little creepy. That was a little, like, shining creepy.
Come play with us.
Yeah, but it wasn't put the lotion on its skin. Not that that's any better, but...
Or it gets the hose again.
That was a pretty bad impression. I gotta stop doing that.
Yeah.
Fuck. I don't want to be known for bad impressions.
Yeah, you know.
So, till next time, Rosconians. This is Chody.
This is D-Man.
Did you steal that?